Hey, big boy, or girl, or whatever you want to be. You ready to get hot and heavy? It's time for another Ben and Gay podcast. This week we learned about some very naughty, naughty Uber drivers and that most of the general population will cut you just for taking one chip off their plate. Also, the very bad places my fingers have gone and the naughty doctors I encountered during a recent trip to the hospital.
I think you'll find they were actually trying to avoid me.
And why did Gabe eat food from a pet store? And why can't she just relax in a tube filled with water in complete darkness? All this and so much more. It's time to hit that play button. I said hit, not whip. Alright, give me one more. Okay, one more. Ooh, yeah. Let's get into the podcast, Daddy. Now, I have a little bit of a confession.
Oh, yes? Do tell.
I can't go to my favourite place to get my morning coffee and toasty anymore.
Oh, why not?
Because I've become a regular.
Yeah.
I've become that person where they guess your order.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, just the chicken toasty and the soy latte.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, so that's...
Yeah.
So you just don't... Do they know your name?
No, not yet. No, I don't have to give out my name.
Oh,
but I'm going to have to go to a different place.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not because I'm ashamed of like what it is that I'm eating. I think I'm just ashamed of the place that I'm going to.
Yeah, regularly enough that they know what you eat. And So I know you can't say on air what place this is.
It is a chain.
It is. Would
so
they...
I can just go to another one around the corner.
Oh, so you could, is it a type of place where you can upsize?
Potentially.
Yeah, okay.
It's not McDonald's.
No. I was like, you can't say it. And anyway, so, okay, you're a regular who has become not so regular.
Yeah.
They insulted you by being polite and knowing what you wanted. Efficiency?
Exactly.
No, don't
exactly.
be efficient. Ben will leave you. That's hilarious.
Anyway, we have a great show coming up this hour for you all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about Uber Eats soon.
Yeah.
Because there's been some facts that have come out in the US about Uber drivers that are... doing more than they should, taking more than they should than the money.
Yeah.
They're popping their hands in the bag.
Yes.
They're grabbing the chips.
They're testing it.
They're
testing it to make sure it's okay before they hand it over. Hand some of it over. Hand what's left over. That's great. I like it. I might become an Uber driver.
I'm going to have to shine the blue light over my Uber Eats bag next time. How have you been? You had one hell of a trip the other day to the, was it the sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah, finally I did it. People have been going on about it for ages and ages. A friend does it. She's super keen on it. They're like, it's so great, Gabe. You'd just be a changed person.
How was that?
I am a changed person. A lot angrier. I don't know. It didn't work. I'm not feeling relaxed.
Okay.
I'm furious.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't be.
You have been glaring at me for the past like 40 minutes. I'm like, what have I done wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
No, it's the sleep. I was going to say sleep deprivation, but sensory deprivation. Don't do it, guys. It's a lot of money. It's no good. I've also got some Kylie news for you. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you've not seen this online?
The tables have turned. You're delivering Kylie news?
I can't believe you don't know the Kylie news.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I can't believe it.
I will tell you very shortly.
Okay.
Also, I want to talk about other things. I can't really remember what they are, though, but so many things to talk
well,
about.
Well, that's fantastic for everyone listening. But there's a family in Bali that went travelling.
That's what I wanted.
Has it just come to your mind?
It has.
Like a light bulb moment. It's a viral video that's been going around. They've been caught stealing from a hotel.
Everything.
And we all like to, we all dabble, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
But this family, they went there. They took everything.
Yeah, yeah. How they fit the bed in their bag, I don't know. But they literally took everything.
I have a little secret that I want to share with you all. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay.
Just between you and me.
I won't tell anyone.
How I recommend you can get beauty products.
Free?
Yeah. I mean, they're the ones you already can take, so don't report me to the police.
No.
But this is a secret how you can get even more.
I ain't no snitch, Ben.
No.
I ain't. Snitches get stitches.
Don't tell anyone, okay? Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy.
I am very excited because the first time in a long time, I have some Kylie news.
I can't believe it. You, of all people, have Kylie news.
It was all over social media yesterday. I can't believe you've not, and you call yourself. Anyway, you think you know what's going on in the world.
Should I be very disappointed in myself?
You should be. Anyway, so Kylie Jenner, right?
Kylie Jenner?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I thought you meant Kylie Minogue.
Oh, no.
You don't even need to say her second name anyway. There is only one Kylie.
Yeah.
You know you have to say, you should have said Kylie Jenner.
Oh, you are looking so annoyed at me right now.
I have my arms folded.
He's looking real angry about this.
Not an angry old gay at all. What's the Kylie Jenner news,
Kylie Gabe? Jenner, it was her birthday, right? She has a boyfriend called Travis Scott. Mm. I don't know him. I'm sure he's a lovely man. Anyway,
Is he a rapper?
I think he's a rapper. Yeah, I feel like the Kardashians kind of gravitate towards rappers.
Yes.
Anyway.
NBA stars.
Yes, yes.
They like him big and tall.
And rich.
Yes.
So he surprised her for her birthday.
That's lovely.
What a little sweetheart. He filled their entrance foyer. Mm. And, I mean, the entrance foyer in my house is about the size of like a toilet cubicle.
Your entrance foyer has like a dustbin.
Yeah, I don't even have. It's where we put the wheelie bins. Anyway. This is a huge entrance foyer, right? Just at the front door. And he covered the floor on her birthday with roses.
I'm looking at it now. There's rose petals everywhere.
Anyway, he must have spent hundreds and if not thousands of dollars on covering this floor with roses.
Would have.
Why would you do that?
Would you get must have gone on wholesale. Wouldn't have bought like the premium ones and then just like pulled all the roses apart. Sure, there's a way you can get like rose petals wholesale. Can you get them from Aldi?
There was a video of her walking and you could hear them crunching like they were full roses.
Like they were good quality.
Yeah. Mm. I've never seen roses at Aldi.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things at Aldi, but never roses.
She's turning 22 on Monday.
22?
So it's an early birthday surprise.
That's
my sources tell me.
Look, they've got way too much money. If they can cover the whole floor, I want to know who's picking up these roses.
It's very wasteful.
It is very, very wasteful.
So wasteful.
I mean, think of all the things that you could actually line your floor with as a surprise. I mean, if someone surprised me with like it covering my entrance foyer in cheese... Like brie. You could have covered the floor in brie, the cheese.
Be quite slippery, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd have to eat your way through. You have to start at one end.
Do you like cheese?
Oh, I love cheese.
Would that be
cheese.
The way to your heart?
Absolutely.
So when we get married, if we were to get married, yes. I should say,
yes.
I'd surprise you with cheese.
I think I'll be the least surprised person if we got married.
Mouse traps all over the place.
Just around the bed so I can't get in there.
What do you get, though, from filling your house with roses? Like, what's the point? Like, all they've done is use it as an opportunity to just take photos and put it on their Instagram.
Mm.
It's a social media stunt.
Yeah. Well, it probably is. And why don't they actually need to buy real roses? The Kardashians are pretty good at Photoshop. They could have just Photoshopped that in.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, look, those roses have a really big cleavage. What's happened here?
0427JOY949, I want to know how you've surprised your loved ones. What's the craziest thing you've done? I don't want to hear anyone ever, like, putting cheese in the foyer. I mean, that's just too much,
oh,
Gabe.
Oh, my goodness me. How could it be just, like, little pieces of cheese leaning into the bedroom where you go into the bedroom and there's, like, a big wheel of... Gouda on the bed. It's Gouda and cheese.
We're going to get into Stan Walker now, but I'm just thinking, like, for you, for like if you were to, I don't want to get with you because if you're going to surprise someone romantically, you know, you walk into the house. The candles will be burning. La Vie en Rose will be playing. And instead of like, you know, when they surprise them with the rose petals or the condoms,
there'll
just be like this line of little like cubes of cheese going to the pitch. There's
hummus,
you
obviously.
Laying on the bed, your hairy legs.
Yeah, you could cut like a triangle of cheese out of the wheel.
Pointing the direction.
No, I was like thinking about where it like the leaf like in Adam and Eve.
Oh, that's disgusting. There's a poll that's just been released.
Yes.
People that use food apps have been polled.
Yep.
And they've found out that 28% of Uber drivers take the food that they deliver. Sorry, they eat the food that they're delivering.
Not all of it. Just take some little snacks.
Yeah.
A little chip here and there.
In the poll, 54% said they had been tempted by the smell of the food they were delivering. But 28% said they had actually succumbed to the urge.
Ooh.
Makes you wonder sort of what happens with the food before it gets to your place, hey?
Yeah, because I got a pizza the other week and it looked like there was a piece missing and they just kind of mushed it all together. So it was a weird shaped pizza.
They just sort of tried to cover it up.
Yeah, I just joined them together. And,
I have to say I'd probably take a chip if I could, yeah. Like if I was a driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That, but the chips are actually, they're a sharing food and it's actually really bad luck to eat a whole pack of or bowl of chips by yourself. It's really bad form. Mm. So you should, for your own benefit, share your chips.
Well, I was talking to one of my friends the other day about it and he actually said that he did a bit of Uber driving for a little while there and he attempted to take the chip,
yeah.
But they staple the bag shut.
Yes.
So you can't actually do it.
Well, you just need to bring a stapler with you and then you can unpick the staples. Yes. And do you still, I mean, this sounds like you like to steal a bit of food.
I'm always easily tempted.
But we always steal chips. You'd steal chips.
My housemate's a bit of a chef. He likes to cook.
Oh, nice.
He makes really nice cakes.
Oh, so you just steal a cake off
him?
Well,
no. I kind of like put my finger around the bowl and take a little bit of the...
Oh, the cake mixture.
Cake mix.
Is he aware of this?
Is that bad? Nah.
It's very bad. You put your finger in the bowl.
I do it at the side.
But your finger in the side of the bowl. Mm. Well, who is he? Is he like a cake maker or...?
He's making cakes for his office.
Oh, no, Ben.
Is that even worse?
That's absolutely worse. Imagine if someone at work gave you a cake and they said, don't mind that my housemate's fingers have been in the bowl. That's... Do you do it twice?
Sometimes.
So you put saliva on your finger and then put your finger back in?
Oh, you change fingers. It's just at the side.
Just pop a finger.
I'm sure this is a very common thing.
Yes. Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever take any food you shouldn't?
Yes, I always taking chips. When I go into shops and they've got all those little jars of lollies next to the counter, I always
do. Oh, yeah, of course. Throw it all in your bag.
Yeah, that did backfire once when I was in a pet shop. They were meant to be treats for the dog. But, you know, they should label them a little bit clearer. Mm. By the way, dried liver tastes horrible. It's no good.
Oh, I think there should be some sort of leeway, you know, with these Uber drivers, you know, you get one chip.
Yeah.
You're allowed one chip.
That's good.
Because it's just cruel. You know, whenever you get chips, universally, when, you know, say you and me are going out together and we're getting a bowl of chips or something, universally, you are allowed to take one chip without asking. You don't have to ask.
Yeah.
Then you go, do you mind if I have some or you offer them up?
Yeah, yes.
But otherwise, universally, you should be allowed to take one chip.
I absolutely agree with that. But do you have to know the person? Like if it's...
No, I'm okay if the Uber driver wants to take one chip.
Also, they
one
need to,
chip.
If it's, they need to know if it's warm because if they have one chip and it's super cold, they can just go and say these chips are cold. Or you could do a nice thing and order an extra chips for your Uber driver. You could do that.
Yes.
An extra small
Or you could
fries.
Tick a box and it'd be like, I allow my Uber driver to...
taste.
Yeah.
He may have one chip and a bite of this burger.
And you get pre-warned if the Uber driver's not washed their hands or not. What do you like to take?
Food-wise. What is okay, acceptable to
What's
take off
acceptable?
Someone's plate? I mean, you can't just like bend, like reach over with a knife and fork and take a chunk out of their chicken parma.
No.
That's not cool.
I mean, I might do that. I think it's acceptable just... put your finger at the side of the bowl.
That's not acceptable.
Is that okay?
No, you can't put your fingers in someone's meal. It's all cakes. It's absolutely keep your fingers out of it, Ben.
I just want to know how that chicken liver tasted.
Oh, horrible. Mm. Horrible. Mm. But, you know, when you're stealing food and you're pretending you didn't and you don't want to look like an idiot, you just...
You went along with it.
I just pretended like that this. I loved it. I was like, yeah, I knew that was for the dogs. Mmm, delicious.
That's Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man. Rag and Bone Man, yeah.
What does
Giant.
That even mean?
I was questioning that myself. Who is Rag and
Rag
Bone
and
Man?
Rag and Bone. I don't know. I wouldn't want to meet him in an alleyway, though. Rag and Bone Man.
I reckon he'd sell you spoons. You know, he'd open up a trench coat.
I reckon he's got bags full of bodies. Anyway.
I reckon he's got the stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, he's got all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I mean, whatever you want, you go to Rag and Bone Man. He'll fix you up. If he doesn't have it, he'll know someone who does.
0427, join 949. Who's Rag and Bone Man? Do you want to know something I do know?
What's that?
I'm going away to America next week.
You
this
are.
Is my last show for a couple weeks.
I know.
Is that exciting for you?
For me, yes. No. It's devastating because I don't know what I'm doing and I will have to pretend that I know what I'm doing. But I like that you're saying now this is my last show for a couple of weeks because before you were saying to me, this is my last show. And I was doubting whether you were going to come back.
I was testing how awake you were.
All right.
Because you're what?
Yeah.
Or just seeing how much you really cared.
You're going to absolutely love it.
I know. It's going to be all about the men.
Yeah.
The men.
The men.
The men.
Yep.
And the men. I think I'm going to New York, but it's nothing special.
You think
we've had a shout out from Brad, haven't we?
Good. morning, Brad. Nice to hear from you. He, because you were talking about stealing chips and things. He said,
I think universally you're allowed to take one chip before asking.
Not according to Brad.
I think the Uber drivers are allowed to take one chip.
No,
just
absolutely
one.
Absolutely not. You are crazy. Right. Brad says, there is no acceptable amount of food to take, including chips, Ben, when eating with others, unless you have asked or been offered it first. Now, this last bit made me laugh. He said, try it with me, and a fork is likely to end up through your hand.
Oh, God, that's very violent.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Well, I just love that. I can just imagine Brad poised above his bowl of chips, just like protecting him with
need
like
a bit
forks.
Of padding to eat food with Brad. Hey, Brad, thanks for listening.
So we've had another text. Yeah. Little Jason, he says, nobody gets to steal chips off my plate except my dog. I don't think Little Jason talks like this, but I'm doing Little Jason's accent.
Yep.
He says, but if someone steals a chip off my plate, I'm taking a chunk of steak off theirs.
Oh, my God. People first, are so cut. It's first. Just a chip.
No, well, yeah, no. Just do it
There's
around
a lot of
Jason.
Hungry seagulls out there, Little Jason.
We've also had another text in from Brad because Ooh. Ben wondered
this
why.
It's turned into a contentious issue, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Brad and Ben are going to have it out. He said he had a fork with his chips because they're usually part of a main meal,
right.
Which is true.
Yes.
He said, but thankfully I only suggested my fork and not a steak knife, for example. Yeah, I think steak knife is going too far. What do they say? Eye for an eye? Chip for a finger? Is that...
Something like that.
You ate a chip, I'm taking your thumb. We've had another text in from Ben. He said, Brad's wrong. Everybody knows chips are a communal food, but he thinks the most concerning part is, why is Brad eating chips with a fork? Yeah, Brad.
It's like the Snickers bar, you know, in Seinfeld.
Yes, absolutely. I'm on a journey. I'm trying to find a way to relax.
Yes.
Because I'm very always moving, always doing stuff.
You're always all over the place.
I'm all over
Let's
the place.
Let's be
show,
honest.
Right? Yes. So I'm trying to find things that help me relax and just be calm and free my mind.
We all deserve that in this day and age.
I know.
So do you.
Exactly.
Even you.
Mostly, most of the time, there's absolutely nothing happening in my head. But the times when I'm trying to relax.
I debate that, but yeah.
Well, there's, Anyway, trying to relax. And everyone, my friend does it all the time. She does sensory deprivation.
Really?
So it's one of those tanks you get in.
Yeah, sorry, yep.
So sensory deprivation is actually silent. There is no running water. But you do, you get in a big capsule. It's a big white capsule. It's filled with salt water, so you float, right? So you can't actually sink to the bottom of this
Is it
thing.
Dark? Like, is it like it's a cylinder,
black.
Yeah?
Once you close the lid on yourself, you can turn the light off, so it's pitch black. So it's sensory deprivation. You can't hear anything. You can't see anything. The session's for an hour, and you're meant to just lie there for an hour, feeling nothingness.
That's a long time. How'd you go?
I was like a rat in a cage. I was so anxious in this thing. I was meant to be in there for an hour. 20 minutes I lasted. So I did see this episode on The Simpsons where Homer's sensory deprivation tank was on the move and it was flying. I was just like, what if somebody comes in? What if I stay in here too long? What if I fall asleep? What if I get stuck in here? What if my mum doesn't love me? Do you know all these things?
Did you ever see in Ab Fab? They have it too. Eddie, I think Eddie gets it and Patsy and Eddie are in there and Patsy's smoking.
Oh, right, nice.
Could just lit up in there.
Yeah, yeah, nice. No, I didn't do that. I did not do that. But it's funny because they said, you'll feel really great a couple of days later after being in this sensory deprivation thing. You're going to feel really great, really great. About 2 days later, I started, my ear felt a bit blocked and I was like, this isn't normal. I let it go a couple of days. I tried my normal things, which is like using those ear candles, and I ended up buying drops from the doctor.
Yeah.
And clear out my ear. Nothing happened for a few days. Finally went to the doctor. My ear was blocked with like salt from the sensory deprivation tank and it had given me an ear infection. So this whole point about being relaxing and like losing all your senses and all of a sudden for a week I had this shooting pain in my ear. It was horrible.
Oh no.
It was the worst thing ever.
So sensory deprivation is more like pain.
Yeah, yeah. It's like for 20 minutes you're going to not hear anything, but for the next week, you're going to want to shove a screwdriver in your ear. Mm. It was not.
I reckon if I got in one of those things that I'd probably just start singing a song, you know, when you have silence.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, like when you're in bed before bed and you like, you start getting a song. I reckon I'd just get a song in my head.
Yes.
You know, like Sound of Music or something.
Yeah, I was trying to think nothing, but I couldn't do that. But I have a song in my head that I always sing. It's called a do-do-do, and it just goes do-do-do-do.
Is it your own song?
I made it up, yeah. I shouldn't have actually put it on air because the single hasn't come out yet, but it's just do-do-do-do.
All right, so you've gotten an ear infection from sensory deprivation.
Yes.
How's your ear now? Is it okay?
It's kind of okay. It's kind of okay. It's a little bit better. Mm. It's still a little bit sore. It's just uncomfortable. But thanks for your concern.
Is it now the right time or the wrong time to tell you that I bought you a sensory deprivation tank for your birthday? What's that song you sing when you get a song in your head? What's the song you've made up?
Do, 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 do.
It's going to be a huge hit.
I've done it again. I haven't done the release yet.
I have to give a shout out to my mum.
Oh, yeah.
She was in hospital the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she had an ear operation, ironically.
Yeah.
After you were just talking about your ear. She's out now. She's going to be all good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad she's out and feeling good.
Yeah. But I went in and visited her the other day. I saw a really cute doctor in the cafe area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did the thing where I kept looking back. Was he looking at me and all of that sort of stuff? Of course, I'm making a hospital visit about me.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I decided to check Grindr to see if he was on there. I also wanted to see if there are any other cute doctors in there.
Your mum is in surgery?
Yes.
And you're on Grindr?
Well, I was waiting for her to come out, yeah.
Was that her doctor?
I wanted to know if he was. Well, I was hoping.
Well,
and then I started thinking, what about the romance, you know? What about, like, this magical moment where there's this beautiful doctor that's helping my mum and then we fall in love.
That's hilarious.
As usual, I'm making it about me.
It shouldn't have – you didn't have to just get a doctor. I mean, you could have been anyone in the hospital.
A nurse.
You could have been someone's –
a chef.
You could have been someone's dying wish.
Yes.
It could have been like an adult version of Make-A-Wish. Like I have –
hang on, what are you saying here? That I come in to entertain sick patients?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ones that can't get out and just like looking for some little
I don't know if that's going to work. Well, do you think it would work?
Well, you wouldn't have to buy them dinner or anything.
The Ben from Joy coming in to make a wish. What am I doing for them?
Well,
reading books.
No, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh, okay.
I think probably we should play a song before this gets too weird.
Maybe I could be like a naughty nurse.
You could be.
You know?
Yes.
Da-da-na-na-na-na. It is the Iron Ear Hospital.
All right.
So they're not going to see or hear me.
No. You can be as loud as you want.
Get well soon, Mum. Love ya.
Big shout out to Cam. He's just sent a text.
Hi, Cam.
He's my agent now. He's travelling around Australia.
Secret agent? Madonna, Madame X. What's Cameron said?
He's just basically going around Melbourne telling people that I'm a great comedian.
Oh, well, someone's got to love you.
He's right.
It's Cameron. There's a viral video going around.
There is.
There's a family that was on holiday in Bali. They've been caught red-handed stealing from a hotel.
Yep.
The hotel called the police.
Yes.
They caught it on camera.
So they got their luggage in the car and the hotel staff ran out to the car park, started recording.
Yeah, yes.
Going through their bags. They had literally stolen everything except for the maid.
Well, the maid was probably like, can I come too, let's be honest. But apparently they stole towels, a hairdryer.
Yep.
They stole the usual toiletries, but they went more than overboard.
Oh, yeah. They were stealing like mirrors off the wall, little
hair straighteners.
Yeah, vases.
Yes.
A hair straightener. That's horrible. Imagine if you got to a hotel room and the hair straightener was gone.
Yeah. They've been caught red-handed. Everyone should go online to check it out. There's also another travel website called Ixigo that's released a video mocking what you can and cannot take from hotels.
Uh-huh.
That's quite funny.
Yes, yes.
But I want to know what you do take from the hotels because these guys went overboard. You know, they had the police called on them. I do love in this video how they continue to continuously say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. We have money, we have money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the guy that one of the hotel staff said to them, we know you have a lot of money. So this family must have been loaded. But I think this is how loaded families get rich is that they're a little, not all, obviously.
They're stealing from the rich and giving to the rich.
Or just steal, yeah, well, they're, yes. yeah, exactly. Mm. Stealing from hotels and giving it to themselves.
It is an addiction though, you know.
I don't steal the toiletries from hotels, Ben.
Okay, yeah.
I bring all my own toiletries.
Right.
I bring my shampoo and stuff and put them all in like separate plastic bags. And because I don't like, I mean, I'm not staying at classy hotels. Mm. I'm going to Ballarat this Thursday night and I'm staying there. It'll be
Rudy Hill RSL.
It'll be horrible and I'll bring my own shampoo. In fact, I could probably last a day without washing my hair.
Well, that's acceptable though.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you got to take care of yourself in the right hotels.
What's your favorite thing?
I don't always stay in 5-star hotels, but I have a little secret that I want to share.
Okay.
If you have your toiletries,
yes.
If you happen to really like the toiletries that they give you, because sometimes they can be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been to hotels that have had Kevin Murphy ones. They're really nice products. So here's what you do.
Yes.
Before you know the maid's coming, clean that bathroom dry. And when I say clean it dry, don't clean it, but take all the toiletries.
Yep.
Stash them all before the maid comes, because then they're going to give you a whole fresh batch.
But they,
even if you've not used them.
But you're stealing the whole container. They know what you're doing.
I could have put them in the bin. They're not going to check the bin. They're not going to like cross-check the bin.
That's what cleaners do, is they empty the bin. They would know exactly what's in the bin.
Nah.
Yeah, they just, nah, they're
surely
not,
not.
They're not changing your sheets because they're like, oh, he's trouble. He's thefting from us. I do.
Need to change my sheets. What do you do?
I don't steal from hotels. I have a habit of leaving things behind. Not intentionally, but I'll like just leave some jewellery for them.
Pantene probably.
That
you bring in Ziploc bags, hey?
Mm-hmm. I like to leave them a treat, whether it be my bathing costume hanging in the shower or a shoe under the bed.
Hot wax still running in the bathroom.
I'm more of a giver than a taker. Yes. Hot wax. What? Mm. Hot wax.
I don't know why I went to hot wax, but I went there.
You should always wax before you go on holiday, Ben. You're running out of time. You go to America in a week. I hope you have waxed.
Do you want to know one thing you don't take?
What's that?
Is the alcohol, the little mini bottles, because they charge you.
Exactly. Mm. And they're also mini, so what's the point?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
No good.
I wonder if anyone's ever done the water trick.
Surely they have.
Do you reckon they check the seal?
They would absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just bring my own. I bring the adult version.
Uh-huh.
The real size ones.
Economy.
Yeah.
You are hearing the smooth sounds of Lindsay Buckingham, Holiday Road.
Yes.
I'm going away. I'm going to be away from Joy for about a month.
4 weeks.
Sayonara, muchacho.
Yeah, I have an amazing time.
I can't wait. I'm off to America.
Oh, my gosh. New York. You going to New York?
Going to New York. I'm going to LA.
Yes.
I'm going to Florida.
Yes.
San Francisco.
Amazing.
And, you know, like I said.
What?
It's all about the boys, the boys, the boys, and the boys.
You know, there's boys in Australia as well.
Yeah. They're not as good.
Yeah. You'll do real well with your accent, by the way.
You think?
Yes, absolutely.
What about if I just put on like a fake English accent?
No, they're Aussies. They want Aussies. Whatever works.
Anyway, I'm going to hopefully phone in and give you an update the whole way through.
I can't wait.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
I'm going to do the show with a very good friend of mine, David Tolk.
Yes.
So we will be doing the Tolk Hogan Show.
Hang on to your husbands, as Nicole Kidman said in Practical Magic.
Oh, yeah. Tolkie's coming for you.
Yeah.
He's coming for you. Mm. So we will keep in contact with you as well while you're away.
Yes.
We want to hear what you're
up
to.
Who knows where I'll be when I call in?
I don't think you even know where you'll be.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram, Ben and Gabe Joy. You can follow me, Real Ben Hull, or Gabes Hogan. See you next time. Bye.